You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The medical jet crash in Northeast Philadelphia, the mid-air collision in D.C., the jet just this week that veered off the runway and crashed into another plane in Arizona. What is going on? Let's go live to CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg joining us for Eye on Travel. Peter, it's just disturbing and unsettling for people who fly.
Well, they're all different instances with different reasons. Let me start with the one in Washington. The investigators now know that the helicopter was off course. It was not supposed to be in that area. It was flying about 175 feet higher than it should have been. But more importantly, it was not transponding, meaning giving off a signal to the controllers as to its exact direction, speed, and height, which it should have been. And then, of course, what was it doing in that area to begin with? All these things added to the fact that there weren't enough controllers on duty that night means the FAA has to do some serious restructuring. The American Airlines plane was doing what it was supposed to do, and it was where it was supposed to be. This is all going to come down on air traffic control and the military.
But as Ian mentioned, though, too, we've had problems with the jet that veered off the runway in Arizona. We had a Japan Airlines jet slice into the tail of a Delta jet on the ground in Seattle. What is going on?
Well, we're dealing with two areas there. One is called runway incursion. That's what happened in Scottsdale, where when that Learjet was landing, his main landing gear broke off. And it was an uncontrollable situation as he veered off the runway and smashed into another jet, killing one person. But we've had more runway incursions in the last 2 years than we've had in the last 10. Something that has to be looked at in terms of airport and runway design. What happened in Seattle is about tarmac congestion. Too many planes trying to land, too many planes trying to push back, congestion literally at the gates. And this is happening more and more where you're having slow speed collisions on the ground between two jets. In this case, a Japan Airlines 787, the right wing slashing into the back of the tail of a parked Delta Airlines 737. It's happening more and more, which raises the question of runway and tarmac capacity and what airports are going to do about it, limiting arrivals and departures.
All right, Peter, thanks. CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg with us live for Eye on Travel.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.